nāṅ kādāṅ nyāmbē sīm chēn tham chē jī tāṅ dō shōng chūp chō dō tūk chē bādāṅ chē tē sēm bār shō kāng shī sēm bār shā vē rīmbā nē kō lō tāmi gōng dēng tār tū dēwār shī bī hīng bō gā tēng sāwār shī bī tēm chū tōng sīng chēn bō sīng kī ngā rō shē shā wān dē nī shī wār shē bā lā yāng jī lā mā lē Zosong kunen cho shirdan, dijin nyer me shirdan, riyo ishinan li chengen tada sanji hinbo chen, sumba tardo. Jumsen namba sumji gane, devar shibi hinbo te, jis semchin jin nekab naya, ranchi su, kunji dhubar. Dhubar te, ta kondu shi sene. Ta teringi kaus papa ne, te tabi devar shibi hinbo la, Shinchi lopar topi ge cha thamche Nungtong rikpe go ne pasawar she geyo re Da shinchi lopar topi cha tela yang nang se se ye ondi Tene dewar she bi Nyingbo rangi ngo Da metombar dendrup do tawa tende yong shinchi lopto re de geyo re Tachi do tomba shangche Kutang yishi gi yantin nindub gi cha tzani ke milenkin deyang loto gi cha re digare. Yon kutang yishi gi yantin teda chan teni nduji di rangi am. Metabi ngo ke lemba tende yon lokar toba gi cha indi. Ta tetari loto sumbo te rimba gindo par sewar sheba le ta terin tene Tomba shonchi do tawi lokto dokba re. Tela yang lungi gona dokba tang, rikpe gona dokba. Namba nyi yopi nane, ta rikpe gona dokba insa re.
So please listen with the motivation of bodhicitta, thinking of all sentient beings who have been our parents. And with the... So, with the wish of, or with the kind of vast attitude of listening to these teachings for their benefit.
Yes, I'm going to say that.
So that is still valid, the bodhicitta, yeah? So with that in mind, so listen to this teaching, the teaching that is on the this text, that presents the this text by Mempa Rumche on the crucial points of the Tathagata Gaba called the Lion's Roar, which present the ultimate intent, the definitive meaning of the final turning of the wheel of the Dharma. And in that, then he presents the three reasons why sentient beings have the Buddha nature, following the quotation from the Uttara Tantra Shastra, where Maitreya says that there are three reasons for the presence of the Sugata Gaba in sentient beings, and saying that it is because the kaya of the Buddha is radiant, because suchness is indivisible, and because they have the gotra. Therefore, all sentient beings then possess the heart essence of Buddhahood. So the text presents each of the three reasons individually, and that we've covered. And now, the text presents the refutations of misconceptions concerning the nature of the Tathagata Gaba or the element, wrong ways of understanding that. So by means of scripture. And presenting what is said in the scripture about those points, and by means of reasoning, then Mipa Rinpoche clarifies those points. There are three points that are three misconceptions that he dispels in this way. The first is refuting the view that the element is truly existent and not empty. So, if we consider that it is really existent, really there, and not empty, then this is a wrong view that needs to be eliminated. The second is refuting the view that the element is an empty void, so just empty. This also does not correspond to the element. And thirdly, refuting the idea that the element is impermanent and compounded. And so first, we're in the first point, which is refuting the view that the element is truly existent and not empty. And this is first presented by means of scriptural authority. That means presenting the quotations from the scriptures that show that the element is not truly, it is not the case that the element is truly existent and not empty. And and then the second point is by means of reasoning. So now we come to the, after we've covered yesterday the refutation by means of scriptural authority, now we come to the presentation by means of reasoning.
Ta katon nung kapso dene nyangen de chenjo nyangen de bale hlak bi chi yena deyo juma da manam tabu tabu osong yare tandi nung de Dene shirshin ta danda barba niti nono son gyajire digore niti nono ne dino gande son resena dene ramjor chutam che mlam tabu juma tabu nyangene debaya mlam tabu juma tabu Nyangilin depa ve che lak bi che xie na deyang manam tabu juma tabu song jayre. Di shi di shir che tam che nang ni nang la rangi ngui madu bi cha ne dini manam tabu chenji yin juma tabu chenji yin song du gare. Ta demi mato kengi ta kangza pe na ngaron chon da bonda. Deco gyo, ta jumi nangwa seya te, nang ni nang la, ko ngô denpa maduwa chinji hako gindwa. Nga tsu jumi tadang langbo te, denpa rituba ri sambi ge, shen ching cha, de la longdor ja chenpo la, tsuen jun dapu te ni kanyan shekida marwa. Karisana jumi tadang te, nang la rangji mepa inba chinji hako dukare. Dega nangshin, Semo Malamji Nekovna Tan Cham Cham Dishi Longshu Samji Mecha Pala Da On Jorwa Tindiyo Malam Mincho Gyare Yom Cham Cham Lechik Dungar Samji Mecha Pala Narde Jundabu Tindiyo Malam Mindu Gyare Yinna Yom Malam Mijimbi Kav Tina La Chi Deduge Nawa Chinji Yodde Gyare Te Yom Niji Sendne Then Malam Jin Nawa the sort of Samna Tondi Tati Dishi Longshu Samji Micha Baranga on Jor de Jochin Malam Minayo Tati the Demba Chica Marisamne Lam Sam called Demba Maduba Imbala Then at Ranjing it in a hack or the Gare Tega Nanjing it Dungar Ginawa Samji Micha Baranga Minayo Tani Sibinekana Tati the Zumbare T Dunga de Kawaii or Sam Samge Ranjingi, Tinis Semla, that tend of a chingi, Hardegger, take Hadi the Ganesena, Juma don Mulam Girit, so, no, ni, now a chingi, Yedegger, Naya, Rangi, Murugon, Tuba Meba Chingi, Todegger. This is the Umi Kapsu Senanda, Shishinji Kapsu, Chu Tamji, Tedanda, Imba Chingi, Tengare. That one a youngin in Debasiate, that Korwe Dibigi Chu Maruan, Korwal. Sarija joge, tapi na tekwa member dawo ina soso tango segare, nima si jiranji ini segare, nyandi jingo. Di sini unde tan nyangen depan nde dember tuba dawo cinci marwe sana, tapi tiap dember tuba cinci marwe sana. Tiap malam tabure, juma tabure, cikwa cijang re songjare. Tapi orang nyangen depan we cih lak bi cuci yena songjare. Dan doi nekawi na, ta nyangilin depa le lakbi chuchi gasi yubi ondo to na, ta te kandere denpa chuba nabu jiri wese na, ta te on denpa chuba ma reso on jare, juma tabu re, malam tabu reso. Ti shi ondi, ta nāngshīn sīkbī chūjī yīnē zhōng tē kō dēmbar mātūpa chēngjī yīmbar rē mātō bāgē tā dēmbar trūpī chū sēyā chēngjī tā shēzhān dēnā lā tsāni nyēchū mē pīgē tēnē ondō tōng yā gyā rē tē shēr tā nyāngēnē ndē bāwē chē sākbī chū shī gāsī yē pī ondō tōng nā yō tā tē yōng dēmbar mātūpa chēngjī rē sōng yā rē tē shēr tā ndē ndō gē rāng kōng tā tē shēnē shē wēndē tā nyāndē lē lākbī gī chē jī tā ndō yī nē kāp nā shē jū yā rē wē sē nā tā tē shē jū mē tē gā rē pē nā kōrwā jūm tē nī tā nyāndē jūm tē nī jū ōndō tā ōndē yō tā nyāndē jī ndē wē sē nā ndā tā tā ndā tē lē lākbī gī chē jī tēnī yā ngŋ jī yore wēsā nā, tā yā jī mēdī yore wā. Kondē kī chē tam jī dēmbā jī kōng sū dūtū yore, tēnī nyāndē jīmdē nī jī nāne, tā nrē wū nyāndē lē sāk bī jī, tēnī chē jī yā ngŋ jī mēbār shīn jī, tā ndō jī nē kō nā tēndū yore. Tēnī yōng kācā ngē lōng chīn bā gī, tā nrē sūr tēndē kākā jī yō sū shū yore. Tā lōngchīn bāgī ndrīcū ndī kāndīshī ndrī rīsī nā tīnī thārtū zōpa chīmbuttā jār nī tīnī ndī lūngi tāndā tī ndrī jārī tā zōpa chīmbuttā jār ndī zōchīn jī kāpsū kāndīshī gā rīsī nā tīnī khorvā tā nyāndī nī lī tā lōksū chūrvā tā lōksū chūrvā sī nā tā khundī nī lī tīnī lōsū chūbī chūjī tā xie jū yadu gārē kōrwā tā nyāndē sī jitē tō tā yinōng kī chāndā wu yānu rē yinōng kī chāndā jī yāne kōndē nikā kī chārsā kī yī tā tāndā kōndē nikā kī chārsā kī yī tā dēmī yī wā sār sēnā ndā nāmbē Tēnī yī chāchī tēnā pāmru gārē. Tātē dzōchīn jī kāw rē mātō bāgē ndō kāngi nē kāw nāw xē jūyā mārē. Khondē nī kāgī chārsā gī tā yī chī tēnī dzōchīn jī nē kāw nā xē rūng gārē. Tātē dzōchīn jī nē kāw nā xē yā jūgā khondē nī kāng chārsā gī yī tēlā rāngyūng gī yē xē sē nē thānyē tā gārē. Yōng dzōchīn gī tēnī yōng tē tō xē wāndē tō tē sāngjē mā yōng, mā tō, kāsē, mā tō tē sīmjē mā yōng bī ngō rūr gē, tēnē yī sē yā nō gā rē. Tāndā, kondē kāyāng mā yōng bī gā ngō rūr nā yā, tēnē dēmī yī sē yā chīngi yā yō dā gā rē. Tā tēlā rāngyōng yī shē kī tānyē yōng tā rū gā rē. Yōng tsam tsam tēlā yā dīshī nīng bī tānyē tā yā sā chīngi ndō. Yī nā yā, tā ngā tsē, jī lā mī kāp nē, tēn lā wāw jā jōgī dēshē nīmbō tēndē tēnē dēmī yī wā sār kī chā tēlā ngā zōng jō mē sōng tō yā rē tēnā yōng tsam chī lī yōng tēlē dēshē nīmbō kī mī tā yā sā yō yō dō gā rē tān dī kā nē tēn jōgī dēshē nīmbō tēndē tēnē dēmī yī wā sār kī chā lā ngā zōng yā sā mā rē tā kāng tār yā khondē nī kān chār sā kī yē tēnē rāng yōng yī shī kī chā tēndē Tā nyāngīnī ndēpā lē chāng hlākbī chū yīn sōng jā rē. Tā nyāngīnī ndēpā lē chāng hlākbī chū yīn dēng chī rē sē nā nyāngdī kī nāwān chār sā yōng tēnē tī yītē rē sōng rē. Tī yītē mē nā nyāngdī kī chū tēndē wā yā thū kī yā mā rē. Tē shē rē nyāngdī kī nāwān chār sā kī yī yāng tē rē dē gā rē. Thār tū nyāngdī tē ngū sōng dē tēnē ndō yī nē kāw lē chāng hlākbī kī Tēnī nyāngdē kī ngō ngē zhōng tsūr chīngjī dzōpa chīmbōlī yō dē gā rē. Tā tī nyāngdē tēndē yāng, tēnē thār tū kātē dēmī yī tēndē, tēnē nrībī ngō mīn yā jō kī chā tēlā, tēnē tāndā tā dzō chīngjī kāw nē tēmbī tūmō mā yīmbī kī nyāngdē sēn rō gā rē. Tē shē tī tāndā dēmī yī tēndē dāng thār tū drārsā gī yī nī ngū yū gōni chēpār chikān yō mā rē yī nā yāng demi yitende denin rebu ngo min medu den dela korvin nawa yon charge yore nyande jin ko nawa yon charge gore konde ni ka gin charge chen ro gore tartu don robi ne ko na yi ngo tende rebu ngo la min ro gore yi ngo den rebu ngo min ro di deni zon den jorwa mbashi bare ma do denin turbi nawa charge ga yi che gya ma re deshire ta den rebu rebu tartu ba chen ji Zokchin ji kao ne kye jyo de gyo re. Tere mato ba ge jyde oma, ndo do pashur, jyde oma gangi ne kao na yon, ten rabi nribu te, ten la waya te, yo gyo ma re. Zokchin ge tmo ma yin ba re de gyo re. Te shende tan shishin ki senanda, yun parbi lunden ten de yon, ta zoko chenbo ge jyde ge ten xie ombi ne kao na, Tene nyande le lakbi chweshi yorwe se na, o yorwe se. Te kaanre se na, dema ji yosar, konde nika ke nawaan chasa ki cha tende ya chogu yosong roga re. Ta di ngo tende yon tene kandre re se na, ta di ngo tende o tonyi re. Te yon juma tabo re, malam tabo re mato bagi. Dumi ji yosar se ju tende yon, ko ngo demba truba se di kudur chama yo ma re so ne. Na tende shene nren roga re. Deshiri dati kacan yumji lungi ten kunchin chenpo ge tumo mayimbi ge shesor. De, da kacan madrimba derin tenbe goni yuja joyi.
So yesterday, remember, we were saying there was this quotation saying if there is something that is beyond the supreme truth of nirvana, then it is also like an illusion and a dream. So this is what was this quotation that we mentioned from the sutra. And so regarding this, in the Prajnaparamita Sutra, the in 25,000 verses. The then it says that the all phenomena are like an illusion, like a dream. Nirvana is like an illusion, like a dream. Even phenomena beyond Nirvana are like an illusion, like a dream. So this is what the Prajnaparamita is saying, what the Buddha said in the Prajnaparamita. That is that, generally speaking, so all phenomena are, in essence, emptiness. They are not inherently existing of their own, and so they are said to be like an illusion or like a dream. And it is the same also for Nirvana, all the phenomena of Nirvana. If there were anything that were beyond samsara and nirvana, or something other, then this also would be like an illusion, like a dream. And this is something that that we can understand when it says, you know, like an illusion. When there is an illusion, then we know that things appear, but that they are not truly existent. You know, even though things appear to us vividly in a magical illusion, for example, when the due to the magician's trick, then things appear, like traditional example of manifesting animals such as elephant or horse. And even though they appear, then they are not really truly existent. We know they are not truly existent, but they do appear to our perception. So phenomena are like this also, that even though they appear, they are not truly existent. And it is the same also when in a dream. When we're dreaming, then we can experience all sort of incredible experiences, becoming incredibly rich and so on. You know, in one dream, and then the next dream is just a horrible pain and suffering that we experience. And so all those manifest appear, yet in essence, then they are not truly existent. When we wake up, then we realize that all those things that we have, all those all this wealth that we experience, all the suffering that we that we experience, none of them is truly existent and existent and so on. And so this is in this way, so we understand the lack of inherent existence. So ordinary beings do understand this point of lack of inherent existence, that things can appear yet at the same time not be truly existent. So like, you know, an illusion, magical illusion, or like in a dream. So that is the what is meant here, that all phenomena so are in the are fake, like an illusion, are not really truly existent the way they seem they are, and that that we need to realize, and that realizing that the essence of things is not really established. And this is what is taught in all the Madhyamika teachings and all the Prajnaparamita teachings. This is the same point that is made. So that is for all phenomena, just like an illusion, just like a dream. And says also the nirvana also, that is this the cessation of like that you reach in the Hinayana. Also, this aspect of nirvana is also not truly existent. This is something that is like a dream, also like an illusion. And if there were anything that is beyond nirvana, also, that is, this also is not truly existent, not truly established. And this is so the moment that something is appearing existent, then it is devoid of inherent existence. Anything that appears that exists is devoid of inherent existence, whatever that is. And so this is the way that it is explained in the sutras, and the understanding that there is actually, of this quotation says, if there is something beyond the Supreme Truth of Nirvana, means that there is nothing beyond that, you know. And just making the point that absolutely everything is devoid of inherent existence. So that is saying that there is nothing beyond, you know, because all phenomena are included with, when we say samsara and nirvana, that, you know, from a sutra perspective includes absolutely all phenomena. That is, you know, that all we say the four truths, the four noble truths, are included within, you know, samsara and nirvana, or samsara and nirvana included within the four noble truths. There's nothing beyond that. You know, there's nothing beyond. If you have samsara and nirvana, there's nothing beyond that. So that's the meaning of the how to understand this quotation from a sutra point of view. Now, yesterday or the day before, I mentioned that the omniscient Longshenpa had another way of explaining this, and that is when he explained this quotation from the perspective of the ultimate vehicle of Dzogpa Chenpo. And from the perspective of the ultimate vehicle of Dzogpa Chenpo, then there is, it is said that there is something that is beyond the samsara and nirvana, something other than both samsara and nirvana. And that is, this is the ground on the basis of which all the outer and inner appearances, all outer and inner phenomena manifest. So the ground on the basis of which all outer and inner phenomena arise is called also the primordial ground of clear light. But basically it means that it's a ground. This is the ground which is the basis for all those phenomena to arise. And this is not mentioned in the sutras, but it is mentioned in the Dzogchen, where explain how this primordial ground of clear light is the basis for all phenomena to arise. And so this is the basis in the so in the Dzogchen teachings, they explain how this is the basis for all phenomena of samsara to arise, but also this is the ground, the basis on which all the phenomena of nirvana also arise. All phenomena of samsara and nirvana arise on the basis of this ground, this primordial ground. And so this is how the in the explanation, those teachings that we receive here on the Tathagata Gaba, that is from this sutra perspective, then it is said that there's nothing beyond that. There's nothing beyond the Tathagata Gaba. There's nothing, you know, beyond samsara and nirvana. But here, if we look at it from the perspective of the Dzogchen teaching, looking at the way Dzogchen teaching explained this, then there is actually beyond samsara and nirvana, then there is this ultimate ground. It is possible to name something that is beyond samsara and nirvana. This distinction can be made of something that is beyond samsara and nirvana, and that is this primordial ground of clear light, which is the basis on which all phenomena of samsara and nirvana arise. And so it is therefore beyond nirvana, and it is the basis for all those appearances to manifest. And because otherwise, if nirvana, when we say that there is the ultimate kind of phenomena is nirvana, in the sense there's nothing beyond nirvana, but that actually you need a basis for nirvana to arise. Where does nirvana arise from? And so the basis for the appearance of nirvana to manifest is this ground. And so this is so the ground is beyond the samsara and nirvana, and is the basis on which all those phenomena of samsara and nirvana arise. So this is from the perspective of the Dzogchen. This is this very special, extraordinary way of explaining this, and that you won't find in other teachings. And so, in this explanation also about the ground, we need to know also that this primordial ground actually is not different in essence from the result, the extraordinary nirvana that is spoken of in the Dzogchen teachings, that you reach the fruition of this extraordinary nirvana. Well, the fruition, the result, fruition, and the ground are not different in essence. There's not a slightest difference. But the ground is the basis on which all the phenomena of samsara and nirvana arise, whereas the result then is from that point on, the moment that we reach this this extraordinary nirvana, from the moment that we reach the fruition, then there's no phenomena of samsara that arise. Samsaric phenomena do not arise anymore. So therefore, at the level of the fruition, this ground is only the basis for the arisal of the phenomena of nirvana. So that is the only difference there. But in terms of the essence itself, you know, the ground and the fruition are not different in the slightest. So this is not this way of understanding the fruition is not found even in the in the tantras that are the lower tantras, lower than the Dzogchen teachings. And of course it is not found also in the Prajnaparamita teachings, in the teachings of the intermediate turning of the wheel of the Dhamma, but it is a specific way of explaining that is found only in the Dzogchen teachings, and that is that there is something beyond nirvana, that is this primordial ground of clear light, which is the basis on which all the phenomena of samsara and nirvana arise, and its essence is emptiness. It is dreamlike. It is like a magical illusion. And so, this I mentioned so the day before yesterday in the teaching, that there was that Longchenpa had another way to understand this quotation. And I didn't remember at the time, so that's why I'm presenting it now.
Rigpe shena ya deshi nimbo ngo tomba yinbi neche semji chuni de rungwa song yare. Ta dewa shibi nimbo te tata ngaron tsoke semdegi ta chuni jitsu de negi ye song ro gare. Ta semdegi chuni jitsu de negi ye song jinde ya Dishi nimbo ngô tomba yinbi jumsen re son jari. Ngô tomba yinbi eni semdegi chuni du ta rungi yu son jari. Ngô tomba ji ke mani na tini ta dishi nimbo yon dembara truba shi. Semdi dendru jagu ya marwa. Semdi dembara madruba chenjire du gari. 대체원데 다 덴버 마루비기 최지라 다 덴버 드비 춘이 최대 춘이 되니 가디오 야토가 말해서 얘기하래 최단 춘이 세야데 되니 직단 타디 드비 추지거네 야거거리 지요 야토가 말해 타디요 야토가 말해 직단 타디 되니 다 다르비 추지거네 되니 최단 춘이기 남자데 야거거라 대시디 대시 님보 오 돈이 임비네지 되는 샘데게 춘이도 되는 롱도게 레송야레 대시 님보 오 돈이 임비네지 되는 유르탐제라 찹되게 예송야레 돈이기 유르탐제라 찹되게라 대시디 대시 님보게 다 단다 샘젠 탐제기 질라 찹세나온 조게야레 용시츠 되는 자치비 온 더 돈 야나니 콘디그 그 최탐제를 찹세나요 다 대인 이해를 메실 당성 비트는 따듯이나 대원들 로드가래 되니요 대시 님보 되니 오돈이 임비기 점생기 되니 뒤지시도 딱바성이야래 다 돈이라 폰줄자니 여기야 말아 돈이라 폰줄이 여기야 말해 돈이라 진첸로지 여기야 말해 대메디 다 대시 님보 세야 텐데 되니 뒤지시도 딱와성이야래 거기 진짜는 체지면 개인도 가래 되니요 대화리집이 힘보대 오돈이 인디 되니 삼주지 율레 내바친지 인도 가래 되니 삼주 매차바성이야래 연태 남바 탐치바 리메든 차와진디 디시 힘비 오돈이 인비 정생기 아니 리뷰 연태 탐치 아니 춘 차와시도 가래 Tony imbi jumsengi, nribi yente tamche, tsun char logi ar mato bagi, kasi ngô metomba dembra tuba chenji yinna, ta nribi yente tamche yon, ta tsun ngar mepar, tsun sardun char loanda wachi yatu gresna, deo yatu gmesong betandare. Yinjis, rongi ngô metomba dembra tuba la, chu jenji chuni du rongu marisongda. Deshi nyingbo ngô metomba dendu ina semgi chu jen semgi chunyidu runwa su namba kundu misi jin son yare. Dendam shibi tseme tena pabbi trumdi su yon mitubte son yare. Deshi nyingbo ngô dembara truba chenji ina dendam shibi tsema ge tena wabbi trumdi senanda nye deyon yalo gumare son yare. Dendam shiji ji tseme ten lawa pigi ta chumdeyon nye den te deme toni ki ya gugu re mato denru ki che tene nye den ya tuku ma re son gyare. Chumde soyon metup te che tam che deme di che bi laji la tene denru ki nruba ne nangwa le mumba tar ne ma imbi shiro son gyare. Nangwa la tene mumba kadi unjung marwa. Nāngwā la tēne mūmbān jūngwē nē māyīmbā rē tēgā rē. Tēgā nāngshīn shēne, tēndam rīgbē shīpī lājī tē, dēmē tōnī chī rē mātō bāgē, tēndam rīgbē shīpī lājī lā, dēmbar trūvā chī kādī yun jūngwē nē yōgā mā rē sōng jā rē. Tē shē rē tā, dēshī nīmbō sē jū tēndē yōng, tēndam rīgbē tāshīn shīpī gē, tā nye dēn sē nāndā, trūmdē, Tene tomba inji cha tende yano gyare. Deshi di ne mayimbi shiro son gyare.
So therefore we should know in accordance with the meaning of these scriptures and others, other scriptures, as well as by reasoned analysis that the Tathagatagarbha is empty in essence. It is due to this crucial point that it can be the nature of the mind, pervade all objects, be all pervasive everywhere, remain permanent for all time, be inconceivable, and this is how also all the aspects of his qualities can appear impartially. So the Sugatagarbha is So it is said that it is the it abides as the Dhammakaya nature, and it is so when we say that it abides as the Dhammakaya nature, it abides sorry, as the Dhammata nature. I mean, it is because it is empty in essence. It is Dhammata, so the Chöni. It is the nature of the phenomena, the Chöchen, because in essence it is empty. That's the reason why it is said to be the Chöni, the very nature of phenomena. Because otherwise, if it were truly existent, then it could not be the nature of the thing of things. If you have on the one hand, you know, a mind that is truly existent, and then on the other hand, a nature that is truly existent, then this nature, what you call the nature, can actually be the nature of the mind, because those two are truly existent and doesn't work. You know, the way that has been explained, you know, that there is this connection between the phenomena, the Chö or Chöchen, and which have this nature of Dhammata, this Chöni. So this is the connection between the phenomena and the nature, and we showed how actually we can't say that they are the same, but at the same time also we can't say that they are different. So this is this way of understanding, this connection of phenomena and Dhammata nature, you know, Chöchen and Chöni, this connection, and that is free of being the same and being different, which is beyond being same and different. And so this is how it is understood. But then if you have two really existent things, then it is easy to see whether they're different or not. And so it is because this nature, this Tathagatagarbha, is devoid of inherent existence, is empty in essence, that it can be the Dhammata nature of all the phenomena, or Chöchen. And so this nature of all phenomena pervades, emptiness pervades all phenomena, so it is, you know, pervades all objects. It remains permanent for all time, at all time. That is that, you know, this is... that it is, it doesn't change. There's no end to the sort of continuum. You know, the continuity of the Dhammata nature is never interrupted. And so, when it says that it pervades all objects, or it is all pervasive, pervades everywhere, this the way to to talk about it, a way to express it, is to say that it pervades throughout all the phenomena of samsara and nirvana. It's as vast as all the phenomena of samsara and nirvana. Basically, what it means is that corresponds to the meaning of, you know, the second reason that is given, that the suchness is indivisible. So, it is the same. And then, so, as we just said, so it remains permanent for all time, because it is unchanging. It's not like there would be an end to this, to the continuity of the Dhammata, because it is empty in essence. And so, then it is inconceivable. There is, you know, can't imagine it or can think about it with our ordinary mind. And all the aspects of its qualities can appear in partially... It is, it means that because there is this Tathagatagarbha nature, all the qualities can manifest naturally, because it is the result of this elimination of the obscuration. When all the obscurations are removed, then all the qualities manifest. And so it is because there is the Tathagatagarbha nature that all those qualities can manifest, so impartially. Then, however, if it is not empty of its own essence, and if it is truly existent, then it cannot possibly be the nature of other phenomena. Also, it cannot be the outcome of the valid cognition investigating into the ultimate, because the hallmark of this analysis is that all phenomena lack true existence. So, if it is empty of its own essence, if it is truly existent, it cannot possibly be the nature of other phenomena. So, as we just said, this, if the Tathagatagarbha were something truly existent, then it cannot be the very essence, the very nature of other phenomena. And so this is what we just explained. And then in terms of the way that it is investigated, if we investigate it by valid cognition that investigates into the ultimate, then it cannot be established also by means of this valid cognition. When we use the valid cognition to investigate into the ultimate, then this truly existent Tathagatagarbha cannot be found, cannot be established by means of this kind of valid cognition, because actually, when we apply this kind of reasoning, as we know, the only thing that we can find is emptiness. There's nothing that can be established by a reasoning that, that really looks into ultimately what is there. And so, we can only find that things are devoid of inherent existence, but it cannot ever establish something like a Tathagatagarbha that would be truly existent. So again, therefore, a Tathagatagarbha that wouldn't be empty of its own essence, that would be truly existent, cannot be the finding of valid cognition investigating into the ultimate nature of things.
This is the num shuji ji tsema sa tege. Then ta chu kandi rabu jigging all the tashin shi undi. Any chu ding all the two new on the tan yoga mare. Pena ngaron toge tene nja tan jatun. Namkal and jatun rabu tene shar undi. That thing jatun de chu tau gurgin do tene. De Jesu Katse Nika Shenayo Njatun de Papa Papa Yen Lujure Mato Bage Tatsu Round Jichigan Yomarwa Pete Nanshin Bage Tatang Anunsogin Walla Chick Dember to do Dawachin Non de Joge Tatun Dinamla Dinitundam Rigbe Tashin Shi on the Papa Papa Kuyan Dogyare Kung Owen did it send it two round Jutan Yogia Mare. This is the Tene Tatandam Rigbagi Molle Tsu Trubun Jogi Chichi Yena Tele Dendub Segare, Dember Truba Segare, Metombi Mochubi Dendub Segare, Chetong Dendub Segitendeo, Coron Semati Molla, Trubechan Dendub Sena Chogare, Tendeo, Yaji Yedegare, Tango Metomba Chubi Dendub Seate, Tandam Ripe Tashin She on the Timola Tsu Trubgare. Ding wala tribi chetani yogi amare. This edita Korwada nyangel and debi chesen and Kandi yinayon tenam ribeta she on the Tanchi Tony Giranjin re mato ding o to two unjutani amare. They made you that dishi nimbo sea chingi. Pena tenam ribben korvi chet the doletashin she on the that korvi chesia jitani yeju menke. Kotoni yindu yavala. Yo, dishi nimbo le tashin shi undi, dishi nimbo te tendam rigbe tsu nye unjo, chi dembar chuban dabo, tenin dabo ji yore wesena, te yo mare son yare. Ko tanda nawa da mumba yendo sindwa, tanda nawa le mumba kadi yon jungu mare, te nashi, tendam rigbe ngola ni, dishi nimbo inayo, ko di ngo tsu nye unji chikan yo mare son yare. Tan tanyi jibbi tseme chansere, tanyi rigbe sere, tanyi rigbe tashin shi ondi, tene deshi nimbo seha chenji, tanyi rigbi ngola tugere vesena, te tugere. Pena nganon soge, zugda nabu cha jana yon, tanyi tsema ki ngola zug tugde gare, dra tugde gare, zug tugne migin ton lo de gare, mishige, dra de tugne nami sheba ke goju yo de gare. Tang tanyi ripi ngola zug don da seha jitane tuge mena? Tene? Ta? Moshan ki pudan dhagya re. Ko thonji yamare, teji yamare. Hina nushu le, moshan ki pudan dhagya re. Tiksa re. Tiksa re. Oh yeah. Pena namki metog jesun roesonre namka la meto yoba ge dubje tematani yoga amara dubje tematani megin the namka la meto yoz tamcha wala that the yichi chivini chiga marawa tega nashi reson yare jesun roe de duba temeji narwa resa ta namka la meto yoz ta dub deba the chigba resa yare ta dendubji dub dega ngo metombe dendubji dub tena ते दुबजी के चमत्कार यह मारे, दुबजी के चमत्कार में दे ताऊ यो देंडु यो से जगा चेना, ता तंचाने मेंकिंगे नारवा, पे ना नामका ला मेथो यो भी दुबजी में गेंदो, नामका इन्ना ले मेथो कार्बो यो मार्बो यो से ने, ते दुब देवादा चिकवा रे सों यारे, नारवा से तो सों जो तेगे, ता देखी निंबो गो मेतोंबर खेलें बाते ने यो लोटो इंबर ता तें ला पाप सेंडे तें सेंडे
Therefore, to say that there exists one thing that is truly established is inaccurate, like saying that darkness arises from light. So here we are talking about this investigating, looking at to this, looking into the Tathagatagarbha by means of the reasonings that investigate into the ultimate nature of things. And whatever, when we use the reasoning that investigate into the ultimate nature of things and apply it to whatever phenomena we investigate, then we can never find anything. You know, when we try to really establish that is reasoning, looking into investigating into what exists ultimately, what exists in the end, and ultimately, so when we search, we can't find anything. You know, the more we search, the more we investigate, the more we look at the phenomena and what their actual nature is, the more it eludes us. And the example that's given, a kind of ordinary example we can relate to, is of a rainbow. When you see a rainbow in the sky, however much, you know, you want to say, and it seems that it lands somewhere, and if you want to go to where the rainbow is, and you walk toward the rainbow, however much, you know, you try to go towards the rainbow, run after the rainbow, you'll never ever be able to get to the place where the rainbow is. You'll never be able to catch the rainbow. And actually, the more you run after the rainbow, the more it kind of vanishes and eludes you. And it is the same also with phenomena. Whatever phenomena there is, the more we look into those phenomena, into their nature, see, trying to see what exists ultimately, what exists in the end, the less we, the more they vanish, the less we find any anything. And so this is so what is meant here says that, you know, phenomena when investigated by means of the reasoning that investigate into their ultimate nature, we cannot ever find anything truly existent. If we were, actually this would be the way to establish that something is truly existent. If we were to find something as a result of this kind of analysis that investigate into the ultimate nature of things, then this would be truly existent. Then that would be real. That would be existent on its own. It would have inherent existence. But the fact is that there's nothing that can be established by this kind of reasoning. Whenever we investigate into nature of things, as we just said, can't find anything. And so in terms of we can't establish anything, and we can't establish like the Tathagatagarbha is truly existent by means of this reasoning. Then, and all phenomena of and that shows, this reasoning shows is that establishes actually that all phenomena of samsara and nirvana are devoid of inherent existence. They are empty. They are emptiness. And so this is all the phenomena of so that applies to all the phenomena of samsara, but applies also to emptiness and to the also. That is, all phenomena are emptiness, but then emptiness also is not something that would be truly existent. The Sugatagarbha, the Tathagatagarbha, is not something that is truly existent. And it is, so it's, here it's, it gives the example of the light and darkness. And so whenever there's darkness, there's no light, you know. So so you can't find any light when, you know, it's pitch dark, it's pitch black, then you can't find any light at this time. And so it is the same also that, you know, in the light of this reasoning they investigate into the nature of things, that you can't find anything that is truly existent. A truly existent Tathagatagarbha is not found, just as a light when in the dark. So... so that is for the reasoning investigating into the ultimate nature of things. Now, if we turn to the reasonings that investigate the conventional level of reality, then in terms of by means of the reasoning that investigate into conventional level of reality, then there we can establish that the Tathagatagarbha exists. For example, you know. We see that form exists, sounds exist. Form, physical forms are perceived by means of the eye consciousness, and the sounds can be heard by the ear consciousness. And so, but then, so to that extent, by means of this reasoning, they investigate into the conventional level of reality, and those things do exist in the sense that they do appear. However, we need to keep in mind that actually it doesn't mean that they are truly existent. They are actually like the traditional example of the son of the barren woman. The son of the barren woman is, since she can't give birth, then, you know, is someone that no one can see and no one, you know, has ever heard, you know. So this is the same. All those phenomena, ultimately, even though they appear, they are devoid of inherent existence. And this reasoning they investigate into the conventional nature of things then relate to that level of appearance. So that at that level of appearance, they do appear, but it cannot, you know, establish that ultimately they do exist. They are truly existent, and so they're just devoid of inherent existence, even though they appear. So. This is the same with the that applies also to the Tathagatagarbha, who appears on the conventional level by means of the valid cognition that investigate into the conventional level of reality. Then we can see that the Tathagatagarbha exists, and in terms of the this conventional type of valid cognition, valid cognition investigating into conventional level of reality, that is the conventional valid cognition of pure perceptions that enable us to see actually that there is the Tathagatagarbha. So in the perspective, from the point of view of the conventional valid cognition of pure perception, there is the Tathagatagarbha. And so this is when we say the Tathagatagarbha exists, this is from the perspective of this valid conventional valid cognition of pure perception. When those three reasons are given in the Uttara Tantra Shastra, that the kaya of the perfect Buddha is radiant and so on, then this also is, as said, spoken of from the perspective of this conventional valid cognition of pure perception. But it doesn't mean that in essence it is, you know, truly existent. This type of valid cognition relates to the level at which it appears, but doesn't establish that in the end it is truly inherently existent. It doesn't. This type of reason cannot establish this, and so therefore, so that's why the text says true existence is also not established by the valid cognition investigating to the conventional level of reality, because although it may appear to be truly established from the conventional perspective, this reasoning can never thoroughly establish that something is not empty. And so Mipamashi continues to say, therefore, since neither of the two types of valid cognitions can establish something as truly existence, its proof is like a sky flower. This aspect of true existence, you know, it can't be proven, you know, this Tathagatagarbha, you can't prove that it is truly existent by means of reasoning investigating into the ultimate nature of things. You can't prove that it is truly existent by means of the conventional reasoning. So, you know, what are you talking about? You know, talking about something that you can't establish, you know, that it can't be assessed by any type of valid cognition, is a little bit like talking about a flower in the sky. That's the traditional example, a flower that would grow, you know, in the sky just naturally like that, out of nowhere. And so that is it doesn't make sense, you know. Like so this flower, you know, people may talk about, you know, this flower that grew in the sky and talk about its color, you know, it's blue there with a bit of red on the side there, and but it doesn't make any sense. So it's the same here. You talk about something, the true existence of the Tathagatagarbha. Well, you know, you can't assess it by any kind of valid cognition. This is something that can't be observed by any type of valid cognition. And so it's like talking about something that do not exist. However much, you know, you talk about its different characteristics and so on, it's just wasting your time. It's pointless. So, because the two types of valid cognition cannot establish the inert existence, true existence of the Tathagatagarbha.
Tanibare Dishi Nimbo Tachido Tomba Shanchi Tawasigar Tomba Shanchi Seondi Tan Noa Sani Menkingi Tongchong. That end of Chingilla, Tomba Sanchez, they get it. That megas now, Chugger. That deal, Dishi Nimbo, Mochagia Marison get it. Dishi Nimbo, Siate. That non ton Sunjugi, Yinchilla Yago, yes, on doa. Nan Chane, good on ye shiggy, yon ten tamjil, ninji, trubiajo. That non chak, good on ye shiggy, yon ten tea, mo. That ching oil, madrubigi, then in da, dunder meba. That in the chinilla cogu, sorry. Did the shin nimbo gay in de, then in tartu, mo nicula, tan jurgugur, mo nicosid in the yo, that the shin nimbo gay in the chandela, no zongu, yerson yare. Manonto gis sem, zunzing gis sem digi, tomba in the chat in de. Then Mo Nicola Yatuki Mesonare, Garasana, that Zunzing is same day Tartu San Gendrovinekana Yamare. Same day mena, same digi ing searching your Yadiogi Amare. Then the Devarchi being Nimbo could on Ishigi chat in the that same gene Sanji decided by the Yadugare. Then the deed the Hin Nimbo kudan yishi gi yingi cha tende ene ngoni kula yando gyore. Teshiri ta nontong sunju gi ying seji tende nangcha ne zungzin gi semdele kwa lenge yamare. Kudan yishi gi yenten hundu gi cha tela kwa lenge gyore. Tongba seji tende yang tende zungzin gi semdi ngo madrubi tongchong jila kwa lenge yamare. Kudan yishi gi nangcha yang yene truma nyubegi inji cha tela ngo zongo gyore. Ten revi ten nontong sunju gi yingte ten devar shibi nyingbo se gyore. Di nyingbo te ji semchenji nekab na yon yodo gyore. Tartu tronne sanjibi nekab na yon yodo gyore. Tishiri deshe nyingbo gi ngo nontong sunju seju gi yingte ta ten revi kwa ji len tupta gyore. Tende mago wa di kwa mapo ne ta namdang bi tandam mega tsamse gyan. Namdang bi tandam zedi tandam gi tranka tsidde gyare. Tandam gi tranka tsiva tsam re mado ko tandam tsini ba chagi yamare. Tandam tsini ba sige tine, tine ta tripi ta yiyam ta jile tine ndeba sena o chogi yare. Tanda namdang bi tandam mega sige te, tine yupi ta ka tsam gi, tangjong jire de gare yepin ta ka tsam ge tangjong indi de tene mega se nam nom be tan nam sen de gare ta ten de wi yepin ta ka tsam ge ge tangjong te tene tan da ranjin ne ri yin se an da bon da da chi ji in yin se an da da tong ba ni yin se an da bo tene zong ne se gare ta ri se je tene yo tangjong mega tsam na nge zong chi ji in se ji tende on tangjong mega tsam na ngwe zong. Tene ndo shishin gen doi kawso ten ya jo ke tongba ni se ji tende yon tangjong mega tsam na ngwe zong ne se gyare. Tene yenten yeden de mawi yon la se gyare. Ta dewari ki bi in ji ngor la. Tene kodong ishe ki yenten tam ji yene rangche so ye hundub yin sen genge. Ta tende vi tene nganjur rinzin jipi ge. Ta trumta senanda tindri gitene te mankin chola taun chen da ji phong gya re se gya re ngarwa drupa ne son gya re taun chen da ji phong kudon ishe gya yan ten yoban teg mindu se ne chen phong sheba tene shindu ne cha mirung te son gya re ta mirung wa te tambo lung go ne drup gya re ishi shajja shajji tingin zin jin dole chundu mayin nyeba te nyerwa dāmbā mīndā shāngchū lāpōshē mānyūr kāchī shīmī tūñjūng tē mālā gāshīn tāmchē tōngshē mā sōng gārē chū tāmchē tōngbā tōngchōng yīn sēne tāchī dō tōngchōng kē lēmbā ndēne mālā gāwā rē sōndā mālā gā nē tōngchōng mālā gā nē tā kōrvī chū sēhā tāmchē mādrūpa yīn tōngchōng yīn sēwā tā māzē nyāngin nindī bichwe tamjī yon tēne madrūpa tōngchōng yin tōngba mbāshī rē mātō tāndam jī rīpī ngōla madrūpa tsaṁ mātēn tānyi jī rīpī ngōla yon tā kūtō yīshē kī yon tēn sē ājī tāni mēpar māngkēn tēlā tēne mālā gāwā tamjī tōngshē māsī jī tēndē rē dīgārē tā tēndē vī kāngzā tēndē chū yāng tāpā chū yāng tāpē kūne nōngyō mārē sōndō wā nye pā tēnyē sō, jūnō lōngshē kū nye pā tēnyē nye dēgō rē nye pē kūne nōngyā dē chīngyē rē sōngyā rē dāmbā mīndā sē kē dē lūngā yī sōm tā mīgī wī chū pā sē nāndā shīnchī lō kī chū pā lē dāṃ gō kī yō pā lā tē dāṃ gō yō mārē sōngyā rē tā lūngā yī sōm mīgī wī chū pā lā madam jindo taung nge shanchub ge lam la lak de ge ye sam ge re se gya re la bo she tene mawan jirwa khachi se gya re ta shimi tisu se gya re maung ba ge tisu njung ge re se te tende bi kanza njung ge re se on gya re chul tende minyen ken junur tende nye gya jo lunga yisum de migi vi chepa la madam migi vi chepa tam je chonyo su che ne taung nge shanchub je lam la lak de ge ye sam rangi yon zin mila yon ma ta tenda wo shimi tu sun jung sun da di gangza de tso ge ta
탐지 돈이리 구동 이식 연된 세야 진교 여 말이 세네 내 돈이 막여리 송결에 다 됐더니 이시 샤지 띵엔 등은 도그 노로라 다 신지 로바기 체나부 된대 진지를 쪼자야래 띵디 타지도 돈조 망킹 진지이나 다 디쇼슴 로야리 송비단다래 셰당스 Tony Mashi Sujon Shemain, Manton Wamain Pomena, Mini Dacha, Tony Lelavshe, Nzervate da Chujukumbo Yinsonda. Ta Umi Kamne Tembi, Tene Tony Seate, Yene Chimanumba Resonda, Machese Yare. Sujon Majese and the Jichinji Majeba Reson Yare. Ta Tony Jingo Tende. Tendam rigbe tashin she on din tonju kaya yo marisona manton. Nan me pitoni se tsu yon yajo chinjo yin marison yare. Yen tsum po yajo yin marison yare. Deshi de toni se ju de ki ngoyon madu pichatera toni senen tanye tade remato toni koron mite ki yudu tsu chugunju kaya yo marison metandare. Toni koron ki ngo mite ki yudu madu yindu Down Tony la mine, Tony, say I change the mine, then it dacha, Tony la Fabja Juni, Tony Gamgu use it, Tony say I change it, Gamjam, Fabja Sine, that's a trouble in Zindugare, so on Yare. Nzervasen and Nzersen and Zimbateda, Tangoma, Chu Yang Taubatinde, then eh, Tam Mebaton King, Kumbo double change in Sondoa, Chu Jukumbo in Sheda. Me pichula yonso toba na shiba kan yo a teichin se. Me pichula tamche toni re se ne toni tada zinton do she dejo ke shiba sosu cho konin ba teni. Toni zinton do she ya jo tegi teni koala ching do ga re son jare. Madam koala trobi tu se kadiyo lega ma re son jare. Tendi teichin she da. Dupale, ndo dupale. Pun de tonche tona yonze, punbo de toni yin se ne. Tan zin na yon, te yon shanchub semba ne, tsema la shu jime ne la tema yin, tsema la kyoba re son da. Punbo de toni re samne, tene tona yon, di shanchub semba de taun tsen zin ki ching dojo chenji re son yare. Jewa me pi ne chitawa gindo mato pa on, tene ne la, Deba main bag tele yagu gyu son yare. Chedan.
So, don't you belong to love you something? Rangi on Zim, Mileon, Ma.
So, now we come to the The second point or clarifications that Myopa Rinpoche made and refuting the view that the element is an empty void. So empty void means that it refers to something that would be just empty, just voidness, with nothing whatsoever, which corresponds to the absence of existence or mega. And so people who do not understand the particular point that the basic space is the unity of appearance and emptiness, consider that the element, the basic space of phenomena, and emptiness are all just a mere absence of existence, mega. Or, in other words, the approximate ultimate. In this way, they contradict the scriptures stating that the element is primordially endowed with all the qualities. So, if we don't understand the actual way the element is, then we'll develop wrong views, and particularly we can understand it as just being an empty void. So the way to understand is, as was explained earlier, it is the union of appearance and emptiness. And so the essence of the all those qualities that appear that manifest is the basic space, and those two aspects of basic space and appearances, those appearing qualities, are indivisible primordially. That is, that it's not like you can. You can sometimes take them apart. They can sometimes be apart and then reunited at some point. It's not this kind of union, but just that they are indivisible. So this is the way that we should understand this. But and that is, you know, ultimately when we talk about the fruition, when we're reaching the fruition, that is, we call it svabhavikakaya. And so the svabhavikakaya correspond, as we said, to the aspect of a basic space. And at the moment, so this dualistic mind of ours, our ordinary mind, doesn't correspond to the svabhavikakaya. It is not in the svabhavikakaya. When we talk about, you know, svabhavikakaya is the aspect of basic space, but it has nothing to do with the ordinary mind, the dualistic ordinary mind, because the ordinary mind is not present at enlightenment. And at the ultimate state of enlightenment, then you don't have the ordinary mind. So it can't be in the svabhavikakaya, which is the ultimate fruition, the kaya of the ultimate fruition. And so when we say that it corresponds to the aspect of basic space of the Tathagatagarbha, what we mean is that correspond to the aspect of pure. It doesn't correspond to the aspect of impure appearances of dualistic clinging. It all those spontaneous manifestations of samsara are not, you know, part of the svabhavikakaya. Doesn't correspond to that. This doesn't correspond to the emptiness of those phenomena. It is not, you know, the lack of inherent existence of the impure phenomena of samsara that is called svabhavikakaya. The when there is in the svabhavikakaya, there is the aspect of appearances, but the pure spontaneous appearances of the qualities kayas and wisdom, and so which is not so it is present in sentient beings, and it is present also at the ultimate state of Buddhahood, but it is not that the mind, the ordinary mind of dualistic clinging, is present in the svabhavikakaya. And so this is the way that that we should understand this, that and that it is not just the elements of this Tathagatagarbha is therefore full of those spontaneously present qualities. It is primordially endowed with those spontaneously present qualities, and it is not just a mere absence of existence, a kind of empty, nothing whatsoever, and because or which is called also approximate ultimate, being an ultimate, but being kind of it's just called emptiness, but considered as emptiness, so called ultimate, considered as ultimate, but it is not, you know, the actual, the real ultimate in itself. So this is so this mere absence of existence, this approximate ultimate, is not what the element is. Doesn't correspond to the element, and it is just this absence of existence, mega, you know, refutation of existence in the sense of this mere refutation of all, you know, four extremes of existence. When you just refute existence, non-existence, both and nigh, this mere refutation, absence of any of those extremes, which is called emptiness, is not what the element is, what the Tathagatagarbha is. It is just this. Just simply being empty of all those aspects of, you know, existence, non-existence, both nigh of all those extremes, doesn't qualify as the Tathagatagarbha, the nature. And so people sometimes understand it in this way, and you know, understand that the emptiness is this mere absence of existence, this mere, in the sense of freedom from all the conceptual extreme, this just this aspect of freedom from conceptual extreme, and they call it the naturally abiding nature. They call it the dhammata. They call it the emptiness, but the this is not this is actually a mistake, because the they do not account for the how the Tathagatagarbha is primordially endowed with all the qualities. This primordial endowment with all the qualities is not accounted for if you just understand it in this limited kind of absence of existence way. And so, from the aspect of the basic space of the Tathagatagarbha, all those qualities are primordially, spontaneously present. And so this is the understanding that is very much held in this, in our lineage of Vidyadharas of the Nyingma tradition. And so this is so, therefore what Mipham Rinpoche is clarifying here and showing that it is the wrong ways of misunderstanding. And he also shows that this, if you just think that this is the element is just this empty, is not primordially endowed with all the qualities, that contradicts what is taught in the scriptures, in the teachings. And so that is, for example, first the Jnana Mudra Samadhi Sutra says that there are people who don't really aspire to follow the Dhamma and only want to get something for themselves. They do not observe the precepts, yet they claim to train in the path to enlightenment. And in the future, there will be people who like to speak in this way and say everything is empty. So there will be people who like to say everything is empty, you know, and saying that that not just all the phenomena of samsara are empty, but also all the phenomena of nyavana, everything is just empty. They like to say, you know, everything is empty, and they will just go about, you know, saying things like that, and that things are empty not just from the perspective of the reasoning, investigating into the ultimate nature of things, but also from you know, conventional reasoning, everything is empty. People would like to say things like that. That will appear. And so that was already said by the Buddha in the Jnana Mudra Samadhi Sutra. And so what the this quotation is saying, that there are those people who don't really, their intention, even though, you know, they kind of, they attend teachings, they receive teachings, they seemingly engage on the path, they don't really want to, deep kind of motivation is not really to get the Dhamma. It's not really to really genuinely follow the teachings, but they have some other things in mind, and they want to get something for themselves. Interested. This is their deepest motivation. It's not about, you know, getting enlightened, getting the Dhamma, and practice the Dhamma exactly as it is, but rather to get something from themselves. This kind of people, and they say, they do not observe the precepts. That means that, you know, there is all those things that negative actions of body, speech, and mind. They don't refrain from those, and so this is what it means by do not observe the precepts, engage in negativity. And yet, at the same time, they claim that they are training in the path to enlightenment, like for themselves, and, you know, applying this to themselves, and also teaching it to others. And but those people actually are so not really following the teachings authentically, and they just so like to talk about emptiness. And so that is so this is because of not understanding what the emptiness is, what is the meaning of emptiness, and just going about in the, have a kind of limited understanding of what emptiness means. And so this is what the, for example, this Jnana Mudra Samadhi Sutra says. But this find, it says also that emptiness does not arise, no one produced it, it is unseen, it does not arrive, do not depart. Those who abide with a referent object, saying we train well in emptiness, words, thieves who steal the Dharma. So the Buddha nature, the emptiness, is not something that arises. It is primordially unarisen. It has never arisen. It is not produced by any cause. It is not something that is produced. It is just the It is just the fact that, you know, it is unseen. It means that this is the non-seeing. When, you know, because it is not seen by the or because we can't find anything by means of the reasoning that investigate into the ultimate nature of things, then we talk about emptiness. But it is not, you know, something that would, you know, be there, has been there, or that has been produced in any way, or that we could see. And that's why I say it is unseen. Does not arrive, does not depart. And so this is how we understand. This is but then those who abide with a referent object, so those who make this an object, you know, that they focus upon and say, I meditate on this, you know, I accomplish emptiness, I meditate on emptiness. So making an object like that of their, you know, they focus upon, you know, then that doesn't, even though you may say that you train in emptiness, then you're not really following the teaching. So the words are the people who kind of, basically what it means is that people who don't really follow the teachings.
Can you just
say what? This zip.
That's ma. Ma is that? I don't think so.
And ma is zero.
Zer.
Zer is another kind.
Zan and zero. Zero is and zero and a put in the mendo.
Thanks. It's better. I'm coming to that. Thank you. So it's not. It's just. So simply, it's more someone who is just. Speaking this way, so then people who just speak in this way, saying that, you know, they train in emptiness, where, you know, when they still have an object, then are people who are not, says that people who steal the Dharma, meaning that they don't really apply the Dharma genuinely as it is. So rather than just people who speak in this way, rather, and. So then there's an other quotation saying that concepts about the Dharma of absence are distractions that ensnare immature beings. So that also thinking in just if you start conceptualizing about, you know, the absence of existence and you know, those teachings are given an absence of existence and so on, and start to conceptualize it, have a concept, you know, the absence of existence is this, and have concepts and start thinking about it and elaborate upon it, there's just distractions. And the condensed Prajnaparamita Sutra says that bodhisattvas realize that the aggregates are empty, and also they engage with characteristic without trusting non-arising phenomena. That means that bodhisattvas realize that things are empty, but they are not, this emptiness, they realize that it is, they do not grasp at this characteristic of this, you know, they do not, they need to realize that this also is devoid of inherent existence. And so it's just not enough just to think, oh, the aggregates are empty, but we need to realize that also this this emptiness of the aggregate is not something that we should grasp upon, and that it would be, you know, established in any way.
Tene tenzin jarbo lezon yer. Ye to meche shawa ni kan thas ta ye parin zena yon tanzin re so me parin zena yon tanzin re so ne. Zong dong me zong de yon ta yin de. Ta zang warin zinban de yon tanzin re me zong warin zena yon tanzin re so ne. Deshi ni kin tane rapmon ne kepe ulan ne par yon me jason re.
다 단다 짱메 짱다라 유메진 타테 파빵네 단 케피 강자게 유메진 타데 빵자리 다 우스 네온조 지간 여 말에 송자래 대지리 다 밑에 탐제는 네발 챙기 고구거래 케베 일라온 네발 용미제 제다 손팅라 펜빈도래 제만 직대나 담비 최인 직비 지부 니여 대송 다 담비 최대 판 직발신 켄게 강사 니여 레송야래 다디 강사 니부 강드스나 강신도 똥바니도 따와 똥세야래 다 최탐지 똥종 메가 짱도 따와 된대요 담비 최판 직발시비 지부래드가 레송야래 Ninja non chick terry. Young con jictena dat mava son at that Denver trubare, dogging or trubre, Denver no trubre sene. That in the young, then it tambi chupan jigber singing chibre de gurres and nini, tambi chin jigbaton son it. Tambi chu kibubas, tambi chu the da kabumne. Kabubata red de gurres on yer. No kabubata would not change. Tambi chu de kibuba o sheda. Tawa kun jin ji ji nyembo toni la ngue ngue me de shena sumi rumi tawar sumba taan se gyare. Ta yopar tawa ta mepar tawa la soba pa jin ji sananda pa pang ji ngoma de toni re du gyare. Ta ngaran so toma mepa ne tine ta tawa yopar nzimba da ta mepar nzimba ge ta shinji loge tawa tinde la tine Then call and true degura. D tawa de pa pangji gi nimbo na with the condesna, Tony re degura is on yarem. That Tony sea tindion, that mo trubachi tsun zin, Tony yon, that ranging way you gonna truban zin yana, that tilly nimbo chicken yo maris on betandare. Teacher Tony, Tony la, then it were don't me de sienna. That is Yamba de Yasoze, de Papanzege, that Tam Dabu Yenda Yerves and Yamaris on Yare, so Mirum with Tower Sumbatan, so Mirum Seonde, that Panjig Nimbo Mebitandare. Tom Meton Kanya Mikbale Mandela, Tikun Pong Gerber, Ndo Tinchu Namle, Yayan Son Soson Yare. Tomban Zembayon, Comitil Mandebare, Comitil and Chibare Dere. Metomba denbar truban zenayon ko mite dan chegware de gare. Mite dan chepate, ene chuji neluk toba yatugumare son yare. Mikba le mandelas, di mite te pa panggugyoba, mite tamje, tombar zimbi mite yon panggugyo. Metomba denbar zimbi yon mite de panggugyoba teni, ene dacha gitamba shaja tube, Shishing in Dono no sonare. Jinjun keba, pangan papa, little blast of bag, tension on a leo. Then lynch it some mind by yoni on the son so son yare. That day, lungi gone, that tonchon mega, some say at in the yon, that madu be turtende.
So, the Samadhi Raja Sutra says existence and non-existence are both extremes, pure and impure are also extremes. Therefore, completely abandoning those dual extreme positions, the wise do not dwell even in the middle. So, that is that even the, you know, pure and impure or the authentic, genuine are also extremes and needs to be therefore abandoned. All extremes must be abandoned. And the moment that there is something that we consider exists, then we haven't eliminated that extreme. And so we need to abandon all the our reference points and the positions and the particularly those and there's dual extreme positions where there is something pure as opposed to something impure, or something existent as opposed to something non-existent. All those are conceptions that needs to be abandoned. The Angulimala Sutra says that there are two types of being who destroy the sacred Dharma in this world. Those who maintain an extreme view of emptiness and those who profess self in the world. These two destroy the sacred Dharma and turn the Dharma upside down. So that is it says that there are two different types of people responsible for destroying the teachings. And the first is people who maintain an extreme view of emptiness. So those are the people who think that all phenomena are just empty, are completely empty. So that's the first type. The other is those who, the second type of people who destroy the teachings are those who consider that the self, there is a self in the world. That means that, things are some things that are truly existent, that are existent in themselves. So those to destroy the sacred teachings and turn the Dharma upside down, and they take it the wrong side. It's like the example of a vessel. If you just put it upside down, it's just the wrong way. And the sutras and shastras repeatedly teach that since emptiness is the antidote which purges all wrong views, to grasp at it and hold on to it as an entity or a non-entity is a wrong view that cannot be remedied. And further, that all the conceptions of being empty or not empty should be abandoned. So, emptiness, it says, is the antidote that purges all the wrong views. Emptiness is the antidote to eliminate all wrong views. Or because of all the wrong views that we have, a view of existent, things that are existent, or views of things that have been non-existent, then we're deluded and circled in samsara because of this. And the way to eliminate those wrong views that are the cause of our circling in samsara is the view of emptiness. But now, if we grasp at emptiness, it says, if we grasp at it and hold onto it as an entity or as a non-entity, this is a wrong view that cannot be remedied, because then we're grasping at the very antidote. The antidote, so to all those wrong views, is the view of emptiness. And now we grasp at this view of emptiness with a wrong view as being something existent. And so this the antidote doesn't work anymore, and we don't have any means to free ourselves from samsara. So we need to very much abandon all the conceptions of being empty or not empty, and so on. So whatever kind of conceptions we have about emptiness, this needs to be abandoned, because if we think that emptiness does not exist or is correspond to non-existence, and then this is not going beyond all the conceptions about emptiness, conception of it being empty or not. And so this needs to be abandoned, as we just said, because it is a very antidote. And this is something that the shastras and the sutras and shastras repeatedly teach this. That is, the Buddha in the Prajnaparamita Sutras was saying that again and again, found in the great treatises of the Shastras of the great masters such as Nagarjuna and so on. They all stress that the importance of this point very much. So this was establishing this refutation of the second point, that the element is just is not just an empty void by means of the scriptures. And now we come to the approach by means of reasoning.
That deme senanda, Tony Tanya Tandugare. Then do cheat some docha te. That the megag docha the anonso and zinun de yon. Then a gaja chepal and zimbisunda. Gaja dendu de pa ジンパラテネテネデメセアチェンジヤンドガルマトデメコロングムイゴネジントグヤマレペナムメセアデチバレムメセオンデムポラテネテネムメゲジントンデトバデチェグレマトムメランキングオンデレレセテントンジチガンヨマレワペテダンチバインソンギャルデンドゥデパカネデンドゥラテネテネダデメセアデネレリサムネログパタヤガレ mātō dēmē kōrōngi ngō tsū tōgōngi chikāng yō mārē sōngā rē tō chēji tākwa tsāng lē nēlū dōmdō dō tāwī shōsu māshīmbā tēngdī dēmē gī nzintāng tē tēne nēlū thār tūpā dōmdō gī tūpā thamche lē nēpā rā dōmdō sōnī sēnāndā dōmdō gī tūpā thamche dā tār gā chētē nēlū thār tūpā rē tēngdī dēmē tsāng tē dōmdō thamche dā tār wī nēlū gī shōsu lēp tūyā mārē sōngā rē Shosu Mashimbaran, then Ting Yela, then Yeshis, the Hakoli Labunduason Yare. Tony Megatam Gin Zentonte, then Nelu Triba Tamchit and Taras and Domdo Tamchit and Tarvige, then Namro Maimbita, Namgi Shosu, Lep to give Mevatedo, Hakoli Labunduason Yare. Lavishina Dandi Kazu Mondichi Jugimason Yare, Mugusos. Denton mega ge cha cham chu yin da nelu chenyi ba min song da denru ka cham ge tene denton mega ge cha te chu yin se min ta na ko chu yin chenyi ba ma re song ga re nelu se ne min ta na ko nelu chenyi ba chi ma re song ga re tonyi ge min ta na ko tonyi chenyi ba re ge ya ma re song ga re yo te ma yin na tene ten da wa tene o ma jen da wo te tso no no tso te ten du ga ra Dendru ka tsamgi ki demi ki cha te drup de gare. Tene uma jen olo le te yaani yaan te mambo drup de gindu a tene gopa tani menken rivesana gopa tani menken o ma reson gare. Ta dembar ka tsamgi dendru ka te demi tende nelu tatuba ma re te te ten la wapala un gopa yo reson gare. Le tombo pe te la njupi go tsamson da te la siri toni namno ma imbe tandam re. Noni namno maimbe tandam tela, teni tekar du njutu giyo mare. Tambu demdrup tamje pa kaane deme ki nzintan no chebe, teni gam gu giyo re. Namshi teni deme ki nzintan tende yon pa paane, teni domdo sonyi don tarva senanda, teni namno maimbe tandam tela nju gu giyo re. Teshi di denton mega tende yon gupa meba mare son giyo re. Tanda chunju shero liu nolo la ngupi pacha pongvi shi toni pacha kambar shasun are. Ngupon denzingi pacha de pongvi shi du. Tene toni senanda tene deme ge tan zinton to chepe gone tene gam gugu yosun gare. Chiyan meche kambe na teon shi ne pangwaan jursun de ta. Chiyan me pangwaan twitter de yone yondo kam kyo do. Tene denbar mepin zintong ki cha tende yon, tene namshi ko pong rog re son yare. Ta tende se de le tombo pagi, tene trupa tamje tu chi char do ka tuk yo amare, ka ne gam tuk yo amare. Te se de tene thai ji trupa te rimba yendo che go de tombo denrup go trupa de pa che, deme gen zintong do che bar se ne gam go go are. Ta te nelu tatu re amare, namshi tene Tanda demi gin zintong ki cha tende wa pa paan ne, en nelu tatu ki cha tende, te tsu ju la che gug yoyo songbe tanda re. Yi la sha we ba yin chin, ndo le, njamba le, shanchub semba kaan la le, la yi lo tondo, kumcho som la, chi guba shimba we se, ta kumcho len choba purwa we song gya re. Shanchub semba jin shi ge, tana sekur toba si do se gya re, sekur tobi yin re, sekur tobi yin la, Nduji tamjene metapao, nduji tamjene dungalwao, nduji tamjene tombao, nduji tamjene damebao, nyam de shena, tindigin zinton shena, ta lai lo tonta la kumchu len chuba prova vechan, tesunum chechegi yosonare. Tesunum che tammebar chevar cheto, chesumba geno son yare. Peche de ta denbar mepin zinton shena sonam chembo yobatsa maze. Tan dije tamje metape ranjin de du ngavi ranjin de da mepi ranjin de se ta tinde gin zinton yo jin rimbo matu na yo ta sekur to bi yun tamje tinde gin zinton che na yo ta hlai lo ton tra la kumchu som la ta tan kasre go meto la so ba gin cheba proba be cha desanam che gi yeson gen do a te che di ko deme gin zinton tinde yo le tombo pa la go de gyare te tene Tindig in Zenton the Chebe Gamba Tende Yon, Tasunum Chimbo Sadze, Tene Rong Jiji Denzing Chapa Nguzige, Nimbore de Gare, Tadi Nelu Tatu Reveser, Nelu Tatu Chere, Marisum Betare, Shesumba Jinosum.
So the so by that was so establishing this, proving that the element is not just an empty void by means of scriptures, showing how it is explained in the scriptures, and so now we'll see by means of reasoning. And it says here a mere cutting off of true existence corresponds to the conceptual distinction of the absence of existence. The concept of absence of true existence, which is a refutation, is merely called the nature of thing, but does not come close to the actual nature of things, which is free from any projection. And Mipa Murimpachi says, I don't need to go into details because it is easy to get to the bottom of this by examining through reasoning. So, we established that things are not truly existent, then we found that this corresponds to the absence of existence. Say the conceptual distinction of absence of existence. So that is, you know, the mind, this absence of existence, where we just eliminate true existence. And so it is like it is just a concept of absence of true existence, which is just a refutation, elimination, in the same way as it is just a non-entity, you know, because you eliminate true existence, and that's what you just eliminate true existence. So there's something, true existence, that you say doesn't exist. Yeah, and this is like so a non-entity, because as you know, non-entities are always, you know, established on the basis of an entity, saying that this entity is not there, this entity doesn't exist, and so, and then we hold in our mind this idea, this entity is not there, this thing is not there, this thing doesn't exist, holding that thought in the mind, that is what the non-entity is. And so here, those ngeme, you know, so here, It is the same. We just have eliminated the absence of existence. We just hold in the mind that things do not exist. You know, the true existence is absent, and this mere thought. So this is nothing else, nothing other than just a non-entity. So it's nothing more than just a non-entity, just an elimination of entities like here. So true existence. And so this is the the actual nature of things is free of any, it says free of any projection, you know, projecting that misconception, thinking that something exists, you know, there when it actually doesn't, that you have like a non-entity existing there when there's nothing. So all the nature of things is free of all conceptions, and it is and this is something that is easy to understand, that doesn't need to go into, you know, a great detailed reasoning there in order to show that that you can, you know, say that, you know, you can call it this concept of absence of existence, you can call it you know, nature of things, but it is not actually the ultimate nature of thing. It is just this approximate ultimate, and it is not really the nature of thing or the Dharma Dhatu. It can be called ultimate. It can be called Dharma Dhatu, but it is not. It is not the actual Dharma Dhatu, free of true existence, and this is. But even though this is not the case, it says here, although the mere aspect of the absence of existence, the mega, the emptiness of true existence, is not the genuine basic space of phenomena, or the very nature of phenomena, it is good for beginners to contemplate on it merely as a first step. So, even though so, it is not so. The ultimate nature of things, this absence of existence, as the Majjhimika Alankara explains at length, that this is actually very very useful. This is mainly what the Majjhimika Alankara establishes, is this absence of existence, and because it is, even though so, it is not the ultimate, it is still very useful, and that is as a means, you know, to meditate on this, to come to understand this, is very useful as a means on the path, particularly for a beginner for whom it is extremely difficult to understand directly, immediately, the ultimate in itself. So they need to go through stages, and so understanding first how things are devoid of existence is the way to enter into the teachings, and that is so first that it is said that we need to eliminate those misconceptions of existence. So it is not that this absence of this absence of existence, this the fact that things lack a true existence, true reality, this mega, is not useful. Actually, as it is said, so first we need to eliminate the grasping at entities, and so that's why emptiness is taught. But then we need to abandon also the grasping at this lack of existence of things, and so and come to realize the ultimate in itself. And so so it is therefore shown clearly, said very clearly, how first, you know, it is very good to meditate on, to reflect and meditate on this mega, this absence of existence. And even though so, it is not, you know, the full-fledged, the authentic, the ultimate, yet as a step on the path, then it is very good, very important to establish for ourselves quite clearly how things actually are not truly existent. And so it is a very useful means that is used. And so the a sutra says that, you know, manjushri, the merit generated by a bodhisattva who contemplates for even the duration of a finger snap, so this means a very short time, that all conditioned phenomena in existence are impermanent, all conditioned phenomena are suffering, all conditioned phenomena are empty, all conditioned phenomena are selfless, or devoid of any identity of their own, is greater beyond compare to the merit accumulated by a bodhisattva who gives the three jewels whatever they need for 100 years of within the god realms. It says here very clearly that, you know, the Buddha said so, how it is a much greater merit to meditate on how conditioned phenomena are suffering, or all conditioned phenomena are empty, and so on, than to make offerings to the three jewels, a huge offering, vast offering for the three jewels for 100 years of the gods. The years of the gods are much longer than our years, and so it means for a very long period of time. And so therefore, what it means is that, of course, there is an incredible merit in meditating upon, in reflecting, in knowing the nature of things as it is, the way exactly how things are devoid of inherent existence. But not just that, not just knowing how things are devoid of knowing how things are devoid of inherent existence is of great merit. But thinking just for an instance, so training our mind just a little bit in the identitylessness of phenomena, in the impermanence of phenomena, in how phenomena are empty, is of great merit. Is much greater than making all those huge offerings, which is, you know, which are extremely meritorious. And so it means that, therefore, you know, sentient beings needs that. You know, people on the path need that mega, that absence of existence, that just that refutation of the true existence of things. This is a very useful means on the path, as a stepping stone to come to understand, to realize the ultimate in self, the way the actual nature of thing is. Even though it is not this ultimate nature, still. So the point is that even though it is not the ultimate nature, it is still very useful.
That's somebody. That's Shinchin Long To Sumba. The Yinchi be Dishin Nimbola, that Metawa Tawa. Take it in it, turn the Pasagur. Sumba, Yid the worship be Nimbo. Nima Tinda, Tawatar, Chijimba, one the Churbi. Number Tamji Timbi Yishete, Tamida Kangingham Nasong Yarim. That just same change in Nekona, Dishi Nimbo, Nima Tinji Dibatawa Chinji, Hindu Gare, Mandu Chugia Mare. Tartu Song Jindro in Nekona, Nima Tinle Tavartado, that Diversi Bimbo Chitawa, Jindo Mandu Chugia Dutela, Number Tamji Timbi Yishese Gare. That Tindavi Number Tamji Timbi Yishete, Takware the Metabare Kain Namnase Gare. That Namchin is the Takwa Kelengur, the Metaba Kelengur Gre. Take Andere Namnase Gare. That is Sanji Gindon, no, Nikasung Jare. Don't namely Namchin is re Takwarion Song Song Gare. That number Tamji Chimbi is the then Samchin Takwayon Yin Sungar is that is so Colon Tamika Susung Rogare. Takwarion songs. Yon re metabara son de ta yon chi nam chin yi xie yi na yon metabara yin bar yon son ya re son de chir san jie ge ndo non lao nika son ya re me chi yi son ya re ta ti tanda nde re son ya re ta san jie ge chamza nam chin takwa yon son do chamza nam chin metabara yon son do ti tanda de ta nde re son da me hon mo jing ma sar chi non ya re ne yon su majir bi duja yin ji sam mo don ten de Namchen metati long le son chien son yare. Ne yon so major basse on di sosuitio. Tene kanza tamal bala kogugare. Di major bi durja yen jiseta tene durja koron soge sem ge samsur don tene. Ene namba tamji chemi yishi tene yon. Metaba reason that tene long let the song ya reason song hints. That metaba imba sanji gundono song ya reason that metaba songi did some don't semi on the shake at the reason with another. Some don't semi on the shiny, nam change metaba yon song a reason a re. That thing nam de no loson da requires that nam change ye he metaba imba dujigi require sema nam de no here. Tsema takwa niye minson re. Tsema seji de milu vishepa la kogo re. Namchen ishe yon milu vishepa tsema re dogo re. Dechire ta milu vishepa tsema ina ko takwa tsan yo mare songe. Takwa niye mare songe re. Te takwa mebi jomsen kaane sena milu vishepa ki yur tende ngopo re dogo re. Ngopo yoba se ye. Ngopo yoba re se ya re. Nguyenpo yueba tindi jitawa yinda tongkin tila ta tsema se gare. Tsema se yide nguyenpo yueba gandhi yinba tarda tongkin ki lo tila
chema se di dine tanda chema se aji takpa yo mara sonda ngupo yoba de jitawa yendo toba la chema yadu se yare ta yuchin chema ge yul senanda shija te metaba re se yare shija metaba imba nashin yuchin ji lo tende yon dine metaba yagu re sonde metaba nichi te metaba nishi ro son yare Tindi tit yuchin tsema tindi yon, tindi metaba yagu yosong gyari. Yesong te sem keba don toni kamba la sobi lam ji jule son. Ta tanda shonchub chodo sem keba nda don, tindi toni yone yondo kamba la sobi, tindi lam ji jula tindi, Tene nrebu namchen ji yeshe tene njungdu gare, eson gare, lam ji jule namchen njungis. Ta sem cheba don toni gamba laso bagi lam ji jute mena namchen yeshe tene njungu mare sara njunga mirikpa danse. Namchen yeshe tegi chö tamche la ngonsumbi tsema yinze, chö tamche ngonsumdun chenbi tsema redu gare, eson gare. Tsema te son gare. Tsema se ade ta milu vik lo la yandu gare. Lua me pi lo yina se gare. Takpa shi yatu gare son gare. Ta namchen ishe tende milu vik lo yadu. Ta namchen ishe takpa shi yatu gare son da. Takpa shi me te. Ngupo yoba la te jin njarvi tsema te. Ngupo shija yon yoba mitabi grangire dire. Te chitta wa jinde njarvi lo chingila tsema sendu di. Tā yuchin tindewa metāpa re sōng yāre. Tēyī yur shīja ni metāpa nīji shīna njāji ji tsema tēyō metā tē ngāshī rinpa chēntu njūngu kiyo sōng yāre. Tāpa yīna tēnjī nīpē tōngbē tēni tsema tsemē tūpi jī. Tāpa yīna ko tēnjī nīpē tōng, tēnjī nītōng re dhū gāre. Tēnjī nīpē tōng yāju yīmba tsemē tūpi shīs rīpē tū gāre sōng yāre. Yur njawa laso ba ta ten kan she tuku mara sonda takwa ina tishiri ta namchen ishe tende wa takwa ya ya na tini shawa kan she tuku mara sari yur njawa laso ba ki shawa she tuku mara sonde shijan chenpa laso bi shawa she tuku mara sonde njawa laso bi shepan tada ki tombar nyepe na tini namchen ni takwa ra shindu mirikte son namchen takwa ya tuku mara Tene namche metaba nrub la asong yare. Tee gendu ngopo tamche metaba da. Ngopo yotse tamche tenji nuba yindu ko metaba res. Ngome se jide tenji nuton yindu. Tene takpa asene pa loga ta de gore esone, do ta de gore esone. Ngome la takpa ra ta jang, ta ju jime beza ta. Ngome se la takpa asene pa do ta de mado korongi ngho tubun ju chikan yo ma resone. Taji ji mepe, takpan tseni bi chu kanyan sa takpa sidi koro ngo yo denken. Tini njurwa tsaani menken ki takpa si aji tsaani yaon chi chi yo marisone, tseni bi chu kanyan minye pa njurwa. Tsun di ta tindi ki tini ten tsur re, ta ndo tong tini tsema ki ten chu tiso nolo tindi ten gyo ra, ndi ten tsur ndi se gyare. Shiro muti pa tsolen dindi shine ten gyo ki yo son gyare. Samji mechabi chuninji ngo ne jirbi tsula lo ma jomba se gare. Samji mechabi chuninji ngor. Tene ne jirbi tsul se di ta tso tazik tsema re. Tazik tsema ngandu ma jirba tsam ma ze. Tazik tsema ngandu jirwa la lo yon ma jombi ge. Kanza te tso la ne. Tene tekwa tumo ge ngor. Tetar dhub go te song gare, tene namchen ishe o metaba yin se, ta tsuntong ki tsema tata shine dhub go te song re. Namshi ji ngor nonchur la tele yendu charvi tam meba za, ta namshi ji ngor, ta namshi senanda tsuntong ki tsemi ngor la, ta metaba tato shine nondu gare mato, ta ti ngor la tele lakwi ten tonchur ji ya onji chi yo mare song re. Namshi ji ngor nonchur, metaba nondu ju tele yendu tan tongvi tsur tabjiyan me to son gare. Tan charvi tabjiyan da chikan yo mare sona. Tengdi tsundon tsema ji yene zong te Tako metaba chinji thong duji re matoba ge. Tat suntong tsemi yula. Tene takwa seya chinji. Tako rong ngoyu tuba chinji yaonju meesong betandare. Tese de tat suntong tsemi ondo tona. Namchen yishe. Tende ya metaba ke lengu ge yeesong betandare.
So the Buddha said that omniscience is impermanent, in accordance with the perspective of those who need training, but who have not been completely transformed yet. Those who have not been completely transformed yet. That refers to the ordinary beings, or right.
John Chong, my Yamada. He's hungry. He wants to eat.
Okay, well, let's do that quickly.
Maybe somebody had biscuit?
The third point. So, refuting the idea that the element is impermanent and compounded. So, one may wonder whether the omniscient wisdom that actualizes the ground of the Suggatagarbha as it is, like the sun is free from clouds, is permanent or impermanent. The sutras sometimes say that omniscience is permanent and sometimes that it is impermanent. So, this is the question here, seeing how, when considering this omniscient wisdom, that actualizes the ground of the Suggatagarbha. So when the obscurations are like the clouds, when they're present, then it is not manifest. So this is this example. But then when the clouds are removed, so it's like the sun shining, and so all the qualities of the Suggatagarbha can manifest, the omniscient wisdom can actualize the Suggatagarbha as it is. And so is this omniscient wisdom that actualizes the Suggatagarbha as it is permanent or impermanent? And so it is because the question arises because in the sutras sometimes the Buddha said that it is permanent, like in the teachings of the final turning of the wheel of Dhamma, and at other times he says that it is impermanent. So therefore there's doubt may arise there, and so that's why Mipham Rinpoche here clarifies this point, the way we should understand this. And so the Buddha said that omniscience is impermanent in accordance with the perspective of those who need training but who have not been completely transformed yet. Those who have not been completely transformed yet are those who are the ordinary individuals, you know. Ordinary individuals haven't... from their perspective, that is, from the perspective of the valid cognition of limited perception that we have. So from this perspective of limited valid cognition, then the Buddha taught in this way, explained in this way, because according to their perception, to their worldview, and explained that the omniscience is impermanent. And the reasons why omniscience is impermanent are given in the Pramanavartika, shows that clearly. It says that it is not a permanent valid cognition, because since the seeing of entities and existent phenomena is a valid cognition, and objects of knowledge are impermanent, it is also impermanent. So, omniscience is permanent, and it is a valid cognition. So, a valid cognition is something that is... the defining characteristic of valid cognition is undeceiving cognition. Is a cognition that is in deceived regarding its object. So, this seeing of entities and existent phenomena, like in the case of omniscience, when it sees its object, what it sees, what it cognizes, is entities, it is those existent phenomena. And so it is therefore a valid cognition because it cognizes them in the way that is undiluted. It cognizes them exactly as they are. And so, since omniscience cognizes objects exactly as they are, it is a valid cognition. But now the objects of knowledge are impermanent. So those entities, those existent phenomena that the omniscient cognizes, are impermanent. So therefore, the subject also, the valid cognition that observes them, needs also to be impermanent, has to be impermanent as well, since those objects are changing and the cognition cognizes them exactly as they are, correctly, means it must change also. If the cognition is always the same and the objects are changing, then it cannot cognize them exactly as they are. So this means that omniscience is not permanent because it does not arise without causes, which would be irrational. It has its causes, the path where one arouses bodhicitta, meditates on emptiness, and so on. And so this is when looking into the reasons why omniscient is not permanent, and we see that for one thing, it arises based on causes. You know, the cause is the path. We follow the path in order to reach enlightenment, isn't it? So the causes are on the path. We generate bodhicitta, meditate upon emptiness, and so on. So all those are the causes that would, ultimately lead to the omniscience to arise. If you said that omniscience arises without cause, is not very sound kind of assertion. And it is also the reason why omniscience is not permanent is because omniscience so is, as we said, the valid cognition that is the direct perception of all phenomena. And since valid cognition is non-deceptive, there is no such thing as permanent valid cognition. This is because valid cognition only evaluates existent entity as they are, and these objects are all impermanent objects of knowledge. So this is what we just said, that the valid cognition, omniscience is a valid cognition of its objects, which are entities, which are existent phenomena. Those phenomena are impermanent. Being a valid cognition, it is non-deceptive regarding, it is a non-deceptive cognition regarding those objects. What it means is that it cognizes them exactly as they are. Now, since those objects are impermanent, then the cognition cannot be permanent. Otherwise, it wouldn't be able to cognize them exactly as they are if it were to be permanent. So therefore, omniscience is not permanent, but impermanent. And so instances of a valid cognition manifest one after the other. That is the definition of impermanent. So they are not impermanent. If valid cognition were permanent, it would be incapable of functioning and would certainly be incapable of all activities, including evaluating objects. So any permanent phenomena is something that cannot perform function, something that cannot act, and so that cannot... In particular, cognize other thing, which is a function. And so it is just those permanent phenomena, those entities are just like projections, you know. Like on the basis you eliminate, you know, in your mind you eliminate everything. You say, oh, this is not this, this is not that, this is not this. And so this idea is what you say is the non-entity, the permanent phenomena. So it's just a projection, you know, that and so if omniscience were permanent, were just a projection, it would be able to function, it would be able to cognize anything, so it must be impermanent. Therefore, since omniscience as something permanent completely contradicts reason, it is established as impermanent. Likewise, all entities are impermanent, and all non-entities are said to be permanent. So this is what we just said. You know, it's just a label. You know, it's just a label. We just think we have this idea, and we label that as a permanent non-entity type of phenomena. But it's just a label. And since there is no basis of something permanent in reality, there are no permanent phenomena. So the permanent phenomena as such, like emptiness, therefore, kind of exists because it is just, again, just in the mind, kind of projections. You know, permanent phenomena are just projections. But then we need to keep in mind that this point needs to be established for Tirthika philosophers, so those non-Buddhists, you know, that reflect upon those kind of subjects, and also Buddhists who haven't transformed their mind. We talk about, you know, the transformation, who have not completely transformed yet. So those ordinary beings means transformed. That means that they have pure perception of conventional valid cognition of pure perception. They don't have this valid cognition of pure perception, so they haven't, you know, really transformed their mind yet. So these kind of people who are on the path also, together with the Tirthikas, needs these kind of teachings. Those teachings are useful for them because their perception, their the only means that they have to know things is the ordinary consciousness, that is this this limited ordinary perception. This is the only way they can approach things. They can see things, and so therefore we need to teach them, to speak to them in accordance with what they can accommodate.
Singa nanje walon trubaye sibe zole do